弟兄姊妹，我们请读几处主的话。
Brothers and sisters, shall we first read a few portions of God's word?
第一处在哥罗西书第一章。
First is in Colossians chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心。
We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
That you will be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第十节。
Verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
渐渐地多知道神。
Increasing in the knowledge of God.
第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
我愿意你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人，并一切没有与我亲自见面的人，是何等的尽心竭力，要叫他们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督。
Starting from verse 1, For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for youAnd those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, that is, Christ Himself.
以致丰丰足足，在悟性中有充足的信心。使他们真知神的奥秘，就是基督。
Attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, that is Christ Himself.
我们再读，请读以弗所书第一章。
Now Ephesians chapter 1, please.
这里是保罗的一个祷告。
This is one of Paul's prayers.
十五节。
Verse 15.
因此。我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
这一段话我们弟兄姊妹常常用这句话来祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we often use this passage to pray.
我们常常求荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示灵赏给我们。
We often pray, reciting this verse to ask the Father of the glory of God, of our Jesus Christ, to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
这里同哥罗西书一样，那里说要满心的知道认识神。
Just as in Colossians, it says that you will be filled with the knowledge of God.
这里也很清楚说到，使你们真知道他。
And here, verse 17 says very clearly that you will have the true knowledge of Him.
我们再读一节十八节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
我们读到哥罗西书主的这些宝贝的话语，以弗所书这些宝贝的话语。
As we read about all the precious words in Ephesians and Colossians,
每一次我们的心真是里头，我们的灵真是比激动。
Then our spirit, with our inner spirit, is stirred up.
实在是非常宝贝、荣耀啊，全能的神，像他的儿女、他的众教会所说的。
Truly, this is the word spoken by the mighty God. Who is so glorious and so precious to all his churches.
今天早晨呢，我的负担只是我们只听到一句话上在属灵的悟性。
This morning, my burden is focused upon this one phrase that is spiritual understanding.
主若愿意，我们下次有机会再交通什么叫满心知道、真知道。
So, Lord willing, next time we will share on what does it mean by being filled with the knowledge of Him, His will.
我们哥罗西书九章这里说到属灵的智慧悟性。
Here in Colossians 1:9, we read about the spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding.
我们先稍点一下什么是智慧，属灵的智慧。
I would like to very briefly to pinpoint to explain what is wisdom.Spiritual wisdom.
我们知道这里不是讲地上的智慧。
We know here it does not refer to earthly wisdom.
不是讲地上的学问。
Nor does it talk about the earthly learning.
不是讲地上的聪明。
It's not about the earthly intelligence.
乃是说到属灵的智慧。
Rather, it speaks of spiritual wisdom.
这个智慧是为着认识神。
And this very wisdom is to make us to know God.
这个智慧是为着认识神，跟这位神是有关系的。
This wisdom enables us to know this God, and this wisdom relates us to this God.
好比我们今天认识主耶稣，因为我们认识跟他有生命的关系。
Just like today, we know Lord Jesus is because we have this life that's related to Him.
我们需要求这个智慧，更多认识我们的主，跟我们有生命关系的这位主。
So we need to ask the Lord who has.Our life is related to Him to truly have this spiritual wisdom to know Him more.
因为神本性的一切的丰盛都住在基督里。
Because in Christ, all the fullness of the Godhead is being dwelling in Him in bodily form.
一切都在基督里，基督也在一切当中充满一切。
All things are in Christ, and Christ fills all.
所以我们说到智慧的意义是什么？
So what is definition of wisdom?
智慧的意义是你我愿意有一颗渴慕认识神的心。
Wisdom is for you and I to, me to have this seeking heart to know Him.
我们愿意透过神的话，学习他的话，从他的话的光中来认识这位爱我们的主。
In the light of His word, through learning His word, that we can come to know the Lord who loves us.
我对着我们的年轻人，还有我们一些初信的弟兄姊妹。
To our young brothers and sisters, and also to the young brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我每次总会有一点开场白。
And I will always have this introduction.
我们蒙恩得救了。
That is after we have been saved by God's grace.
我们得着耶稣基督这个生命，神儿子的生命。
After we have received the life of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
这个生命是要我们一定要长大的。
This life demands us to grow up.
这个生命必须长大成人。
And this life has to mature, has to grow up.
但是我们今天看见。
But today, as we see,
很多时候我们大多数神的儿女。
That most of God's children,
我们很多时候年轻人，我们停在一个啊初一个初步的光景里头。
We just stall at the beginning stage of our spiritual journey.
其实我们也有些圣经的知识。
We do have a certain degree of spiritual, knowledge.
我们从小在教会里头长大。
Because we have grown up in the church since we were born.
我们的父母也信主的。
And our parents are believers.
主日学的教材我们都很熟悉。
And we're so familiar with the Sunday school's literature.
但是我们属灵生命的成长这条路。
But as to our spiritual growth of our life.
我们走得很慢。
We walk so slowly.
甚至有时候我们停下来。
To the point that we simply stop.
为什么？
And why?
我们缺少属灵的悟性。
It's because we lack spiritual understanding.
我们缺少这个悟性给我们的能力。
We lack this power that comes from the spiritual understanding.
或者说我们没有属灵的眼光。
Or to put it in this way, we lack spiritual perspective.
我们也缺少属灵的听觉。
Also, we lack of the spiritual hearing.
纵然我们可以每天读神的话。
Although we could read God's words daily.
我们每周聚在这里听神的话。
And every week we come together to listen to God's word.
但是有多少话我们明白了。
But exactly how many of the words we actually grasp them?
多少的话我们听进去了
How many of the words we actually take in?
多少神的话背后那个属灵的意义我们有没有理解
How many of God's spiritual words do we, that we actually comprehend them?
这需要我们有属灵的悟性来理解它
How this requires spiritual understanding to comprehend it, to know him,
多认识他
to come to more deeper knowledge of him,
渐渐的多知道他
And gradually, we come to the true knowledge of him.
其实不光我们的年轻人
And this really does not apply to our young people only.
我自己也有这样光景
I myself were once in this kind of condition.
我坐在下面听弟兄们交通
A lot of times when I sit among the pews and listening to brothers and sisters fellowship,
我常常很惭愧
A lot of times, I'm so ashamed.
在楼下回到楼下一吃饭的时候
That the moment I go downstairs to have lunch
刚才圣灵借着弟兄们的交通我听到什么
What is that the Holy Spirit taught me through our brother and sister sharing
到底今天主向教会说什么
Exactly what the Lord has spoken to the church today
弟兄们的话没有问题没错
Brothers and sisters words are correct and sound
当然我们每一个器皿都是很有限的
Even though every vessel of his is limited,
唯有圣灵是我们的老师
But Holy Spirit is our teacher.
很多时候我们是自己里头的问题
A lot of times the problems dwell in ourselves.
我们听了但是我们没有明白
We hear, but we do not comprehend it.
我们听了这个耳朵就出去了
And the word goes from one ear out from the other.
所以保罗在哥罗西书这里
Here in Colossians, Paul
求为他们祷告祈求
prays and supplicates for them.
他说自从我们听见的日子
Ever since the day we heard of this,
保罗太清楚了
Because Paul knew this so clearly,
哥罗西的弟兄姊妹非常可爱
that the Colossian brethren were so lovely.
他们在基督里的信心众圣徒的爱心
Because of their faith in Christ Jesus and because of the love toward all the brothers and sisters.
但是保罗说因此自从听见的日子
And here Paul says, for this reason,
我为你们祷告什么
We also, since the day we heard it, what is that he prayed about?
求一个在一切属灵的智慧悟性上
He prayed that in all spiritual wisdom and understanding,
满心知道神的旨意,
that the brethren will be filled with the knowledge of the will of God.
这是我们的祷告。
This should also become our prayer.
这是我们需要常常在主面前的，不管在个人生活里头。
Personally, or corporately, this should be our prayer in the sight of God.
在教会团体生活里头。
In our church life, this should be even more so.
我们真要求主赐给我们这个属灵的智慧和悟性。
We do need to plead with God for the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
类似保罗在以弗所一章那个祷告。
This is very much like the prayer in Ephesians 1.
除非主把智慧启示灵赏给我们。
Unless the Lord grants us this spirit of wisdom and revelation.
这卷书对我们是字句。
The Bible is simply words to us.
是字句啊，知识。
It's simply knowledge.
除非主向我们启示。
Unless the Lord reveals the light to us,
我们没有办法认识他。
We won't be able to know him.
昨天晚上我们读路加福音第十章。
Last night, we shared on Luke 10.
主的话很清楚。
And the Lord's word was so clear.
他说除了父没有人知道子是谁。
Jesus says that, except Father, nobody knows the Son.
所以这句话就把世人全部排斥在外面。
With this saying that all men were excluded.
不是人的知识。
Because it's not from man's knowledge.
不是人的才能我们再说。
Not from man's talent.
不是人的学问。
Not from man's learning.
唯有什么？唯有神的启示。
It's only through what? Through God's revelation.
我们感谢主。
Now we give thanks to the Lord.
使徒保罗说。
Apostle Paul says here.
神乐意将他儿子启示在我里面。
It is God's good pleasure that he wants to reveal his son to us.
这是神的大怜悯。
And this is God's great mercy.
我们常常弟兄姊妹在神的话语光中
Very often in the light of God, brothers and sisters,
当我们得见一点光的时候
When we just see a glimpse of the light,
我们里面充满了何等喜乐
Oh, how much joy that fills our hearts.
我们知道这是从上头来的光
Because we know that this is the light from above.
这是启示
This is revelation.
就是有一个遮盖的东西揭开了
It's like something hidden now is being unveiled.
为着我们年轻人，我多说几句。
Now for our young people, I would like to elaborate it a little bit more.
我有一个老朋友，以前的年轻时候的朋友。
When I was young, I had a very good friend.
他是专门研究宗教的。
He was very versed in religions.
他是这个。社会科学院宗教研究所的。
He is from some governmental institute that especially studies social sciences and religions.
有一年我到他家中。
One year I went to his home.
我在他书房看见他在真是一个做研究的人，一个学者。
In his study, I realized this. My friend was truly a scholar.
我这个朋友是。彬彬有礼温温和和的一个人
My friend was gentle, prim, and prompt
也是一个做学问的人
And also, he was one who invests himself in studying
我走进他的书房看见他的书桌上陈列的书
As I walked into his study and I saw all the books displayed on his desk
他是做的读书笔记
All the notes he took down
啊，我真是很惭愧
And I was so ashamed.
他那个时候正在读那个希腊文在研究。
At that time, he was studying Greek.
他们英文也非常好了。
And my friend's English was very good too.
圣经他们也读了，不知道读了多少次。
I don't know how many times he had gone through the Bible.
自然我们就谈到福音了。
So very naturally, we talk about the gospel.
我说你在研究圣经。
So I asked him, since you have been studying the Bible,
你是从信的里面在研究呢，还是从外面在研究呢？
How do you study the Bible? You study into the words of the Bible internally, or studying some
external evidences.
他不直接回答我的问题。
He would not answer my question directly.
他笑眯眯地说。
But with a smile, he said this to me.
他说我知道圣经讲什么。
I know what the Bible speaks about.
圣经是关于讲到主耶稣基督的救赎。
It speaks of the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ.
世人都犯了罪。
That all men have sinned.
也讲到三位一体的神。
It also speaks of the triune God.
讲了很多不少圣经的知识。
And there is a lot of biblical knowledge in the Bible.
讲完以后我问他。
So after he's finished, I asked him.
那么我说你相信耶稣基督是神的儿子吗
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
他又对我笑笑
Again, he smiled at me.
他说我到美国去我可能就会信了
Maybe after I go to the United States, I will believe it.
因为他们的观念里头呢他说美国是主流的社会是相信基督教的
Because in their notion that the mainstream of American society all believes in Jesus.
我呢到这个主流社会相信宗教的这个环境呢我呢就会相信了
If one day I do go to this environment whose mainstream is to believe in Jesus yes I will believe him
所以朋友们那个年轻人你们看见什么
So young people do you see something here
这个朋友这个、他有知识
This friend of mine did have knowledge
但是他没有光
But he did not have this light
他头脑里面有知识
In his head, he had all this head knowledge.
但他眼睛看不见
However, his eyes could not see.
生命在他里头
Life is in him.
这生命就是人的光
The light is the life of man.
这是约翰说的话
According to John.
因为你们在他里面
Because you are in him.
不是因为在你里面
Because in you.
有生命的源头
There is the source of life.
在你的光中
Therefore, in the light of God,
我们必得见光
we shall see light.
所以不是学问的问题
So it's not a matter of this learning.
不是知识的问题
Nor is it the matter of knowledge.
不是头脑的问题
It's not a matter of your head knowledge.
是光的问题
It's purely a matter of the light.
是看见没有看见的问题
It's whether you perceive it or not.
是里面的眼睛被打开没有打开的问题
It's whether your inner eyes are opened or not.
所以弟兄姊妹
So, brothers and sisters,
今天你我一样
You and I are in the same position.
我们每一次在主面前
Every time we come before the Lord.
我们求神把让我们有一个敞开的天
We ask the Lord to give us this open heaven.
求主让他打开这卷书
We ask him that he would open this book to us.
我们存一个谦卑受教的心
With this humble, this heart willing to be taught,
好让主，好让圣灵，这位伟大的老师能够教导我们这些小学生。
So this Holy Spirit, the great teacher, is able to teach us all these of his elementary students.
我们常常说，你我蒙恩以后，我们也进入了基督的学校。
You and I often hear this. After we are saved by grace, we now enter into the school of Christ.
我们在这个学校里面是基督的小学生。
Now, in the school, we are all his elementary students.
圣灵是我们的老师。
The Holy Spirit is our teacher.
我们在这个学校里面没有毕业的。
And in the school, we'll never graduate.
中文叫做学海无涯。
For us Chinese have a saying that, the learning is just like a sea that has no limit.
我们在基督的学校里是无限的。
Therefore, the school of Christ is infinite.
所以不管你读了多少的圣经
Regardless of all the scriptures you have studied.
不管你我读了多少的书
Regardless of all the spiritual books you have read.
我们在基督学校里没有毕业的
In the school of Christ, you never graduate.
保罗都说他没毕业
Even Paul says he has never graduated.
保罗的双脚已经站在勇士的门槛边什么时候
Even when Paul's two feet were standing at the threshold of eternity.
站在勇士的门口在监狱书信里头要训导之前他怎么讲
Even before the door of eternity in the prison epistles, what did he say?
腓立比书他说使我认识基督
Right before he was martyred, he said, so that I would know Christ.
使我认识基督
So that I would know Christ.
当我们读保罗书信的时候，
When we come to read Paul's epistles,
我们感慨，
We have this poignant feeling,
保罗还不够认识基督吗？
That isn't Paul is so versed in knowing Christ already?
保罗说无限的他要认识基督，这是永远的。
But Paul says knowing Christ is forever, is infinite.
你我一样。
Now this is applicable to both you and me.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
不要停止。
Do not stop.
我们仅仅刚起步。
We are actually just starting at the journey.
我们好像在幼稚园。
As though we are in the kindergarten.
基督的里面的深奥。属灵式的深奥我们太多太多不能。
All the depths of the spiritual things are unknown to us.
我们不要停在肤浅。
Let us not stall at the superficial stage.
我们求主给我们悟性。
We ask the Lord that He would grant us this spiritual understanding.
更多认识他。
So that we could know Him more.
更多宝贝他的话。
So that we could treasure His word more.
更多从他的话的光里头认识他。
So that we could know him more from the light of his word.
我们举一些例子来说明一下这个属灵的悟性。
I would like to illustrate the spiritual wisdom, understanding with some examples.
在出埃及记三十一章。
Exodus 31.
这里有两位主所拣选的工匠，做巧工的。
There are two craftsmen that the Lord chose to do all the artisan work for him.
31章。
Exodus 31.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，看了，犹大支派中弗尔的孙子乌尼的儿子比撒列，我已经提他的名召他。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur.Of the tribe of Judah.
我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧，有聪明，有知识，能做各样的工，能想出巧工，用金银铜制造各物，又能刻宝石，可以枪染，能雕刻木头，能做各样的工。
And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship.
我们再读一下第六节。我分派但支派中的亚西撒莫的儿子亚和利亚伯与他同工。凡心里有智慧的，我更使他们有智慧，能做我一切所吩咐的。
Verse 6, And I indeed, I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you.
我们看见这两位工匠。
So here we see these two workmen.
他们里面有属灵的智慧，有属灵的悟性。
Within them, they have the spiritual understanding and spiritual wisdom.
他们能够照着神的指示，准确的能够完成神的工。
So that they could accurately finish the Lord's work according to His commandments.
在神家的建造上。
In a reference to the building of the God's house.
我们需要像这两位。弟兄一样。
We should be like these two brothers.
有从神而来的那个属灵的智慧和知识。
To possess the spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding from God.
知道主的心意。
To know God's will.
知道主的计划。
And also know His plan.
知道主这件工当怎样做。
To know how we should work.This particular work of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看这幅图画。
Brothers and sisters, consider this Old Testament picture.
你看在会幕里面他完成的时候，最后那一节他怎么讲？
The last verse after the tabernacle is finished.
他们都要照着我一切所吩咐的去做。这是刚才我们三十一章十一节最后那一段。
chapter 31, verse 11, 31. They shall do all the work according to what I have commanded.
这个在我们的领会里面是不容易的。
In our understanding, this is hard to grasp.
如果我们没有从神来的属灵的智慧和悟性，
If we do not have the spiritual wisdom and understanding from God,
我们很容易造作我们的智慧。
Very easily, we would work according to our wisdom,
我们的聪明，
our intelligence,
来做这些活。
To do all these works.
那这里有木工活。
Now here you have the carpentry work.
有做还做衣服嘛？有裁缝的活。
And also, you have to make all the clothes, garments. So you have, the work of the person who makes clothes.
如果我是木匠
，If I'm a carpenter,
那我觉得我很自然做这件工是很适合我。
So I feel that this is so natural for me to do this work of carpentry.
今天很多这样的情形，是不是？
And we see many cases in today.
我是做管理的。
Since I'm good at management.
那么在教会里面，我做管理是很自然的。
So it should be a very natural thing. I should be in charge of all the managing matters in the church.
这个我们年轻弟兄姊妹都懂了。
So I believe our young people do understand this.
我们需要的是从神而来的那个属灵的智慧和启示。
Instead, we need this spiritual wisdom, understanding, revelation from God.
这里面的学问就大了。
And in terms of this, there is much to talk about.
这个需要你我穷一生的学习，在基督的学校里面学习。
Much learning to grasp.Which requires all our lifetime learning in the school of Christ.
否则你我真的事情是做了。
Otherwise, yes, we do finish the work.
但是圣灵有没有印证说是照着圣灵一切的吩咐？
But would the Holy Spirit testify that you've done everything according to the commands of the Holy Spirit?
外面很多果效看到了。
We do see all these external effects.
圣灵在你头有没有印证
？But within you, do you have this seal of the Holy Spirit?
里面有没有属灵的价值和意义
？Is there any spiritual meaning and value to your works?
这些我们当作问题，我们彼此在主里面求问，好不好
？That use all these questions in the Lord to ask each other.
我们再看我们熟悉的《民数记》的十四章。
Now, Numbers 14.
这里说唯独加以色列人探子们回来以后报恶信。
We are all very familiar with the account that the spies that went into the land of Canaan came back and they all gave this bad report.
唯独约书亚跟加勒要坚决的跟从神。
Except Joshua and Caleb, they steadfastly wanted to follow the Lord.
那么这里有一句话说，十四章二十四节，
14:24,
唯独我的仆人加勒，他因他另有一个灵，专一跟从我。
But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him, and has followed me fully.
这里我们看见弟兄姊妹很熟悉的一件事件，重大事件，以色列家的。
Brothers and sisters, you are very familiar with this very important event in the house of Israel.
当以色列家众叛亲离的时候
，In the house of Israel, when all the people have disobeyed God and left depart from Him.
神的话说，唯有我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个灵。
But God's word says here, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him,
跟从我
and he has followed me fully.
弟兄姊妹不简单啊
Brothers and sisters, this truly is not an easy task.
在众人都在唱反调的时候
when everybody else is singing a different note,
约书亚跟加勒可以挺身而出。
Only Joshua and Caleb would step up.
为什么
Why?
他们看见了。
Because they have seen.
他们看见了神的国度。
They have seen the kingdom of God.
他们看见了神要把他的百姓带到哪一个目的地去，看见神永远的旨意。
They have seen God's eternal purpose. They have seen the very destination that God will lead His people to.
所以他们两人带领那一代的百姓进入了。
Therefore, only two of them led the next generation into the land of Canaan.
属灵的悟性让这两位神的仆人。
Spiritual understanding enables these two servants of God.
坚定在神的话语上面。
To take root steadfastly in the word of God.
其他那些百姓有没有听见神说话？
Did other people also listen to God's word?
有没有看见神的作为？
Had they seen God's deeds?
有看见。
Yes, they had.
但是他们缺少属灵的悟性。
Except they lacked the spiritual understanding.
他们没有属灵的眼光。
They did not have the spiritual perspective.
所以他们被眼前的这些误报，这些探子的报的恶性所吓倒。
So all the congregation of Israel was so frightened by all the evil report that came from these spies.
所以他们的信心摇动。
Therefore, their faith was shaken.
他们掉到黑暗里面。
They fell into darkness.
这让我们看见，真是一个很值得我们警惕学习的一个例子。
Truly, this serves as an example, as a warning for all of us to grasp.
让我们不单单听见了神的话。
It teaches us that not only we have heard of the voice of God's word.
我们要从神的话语里头。
But also from His word.
明白神话语的意义。
We need to understand the word's meaning.
知道神话要说出来的那个心意，因为这个话的里面的意义是代表了神的心意。
We need to understand God's heart's desire amid all the uttered word of Him.
他指明神要引导他百姓走的那条路的那个属灵的价值。
He has pointed out the very way He wants His people to walk in and all the responding spiritual meaning to that.
我们再看一段，也是在民数记第九章。
Another example is in Numbers chapter 9.
我们举这些例子来说明，从圣经例子里面看看属灵的悟性智慧对你我今天的那个意义价值。
We're trying to use all these biblical examples to illustrate the meaning, the value of spiritual understanding to us nowadays.
第九章我们看十五节。
We'll read 9:15.
我跳着读好的，他说：“你起帐幕的那日有银彩遮盖帐幕，就是法柜的帐幕，从晚上到早晨。”云彩在其上，形状如火。
I will cherry pick few passages here. Verse 15, Now on the day that the tabernacle was raised up, the cloud covered the tabernacle and the tent of the testimony. From evening until morning, it was above the tabernacle, like the appearance of fire.
我们跳到十七节。
Drop down to 17.
云彩几时从帐幕收上去，以色列人就几时起行。云彩在那里停住，以色列人就在那里安营。
Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, after that the children of Israel would journey, and in the place where the cloud settled, there the children of Israel would pitch their tents.
十八节。
Verse 18.
以色列人遵耶和华的吩咐起行，也遵耶和华的吩咐安营。云彩在帐幕上停住几时，他们就住营几时。
At the command of the Lord, the children of Israel would journey, and at the command of the Lord, they would camp. As long as the cloud stayed above the tabernacle, they remained encamped.
云彩在帐幕上停留许多日子，以色列人就守耶和华所吩咐的不起行。
19. Even when the cloud continued long, many days above the tabernacle, the children of Israel
kept the charge of the Lord and did not journey.
有时营采在帐幕上几天，他们就照耶和华的吩咐驻营，也照耶和华的吩咐起行。
So it was when the cloud was above the tabernacle a few days, according to the command of the Lord, they would remain encamped, and according to the command of the Lord, they would journey.
有时从晚上到早晨，有这云彩在帐幕上，早晨云彩收上去，他们就起行。有时昼夜云彩停在帐幕上，收上去的时候，他们就起行。
So it was when the cloud remained only from evening until morning. When the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they would journey. Whether by day or by night, whenever the cloud was taken up, they would journey.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
云彩停留在帐幕上，无论是两天，是一月，是一年，以色列人就驻营不起行，但云彩收上去，他们就起行。
Whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year, that the cloud remained above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would remain encamped and not journey. But when it was taken up, they would journey.
二三节，他们遵耶和华的吩咐安营，也遵耶和华的吩咐起行。他们守耶和华所吩咐的。
23. At the command of the Lord, they remained encamped, and at the command of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses.
我在默想这段经文的时候,
As I was meditating upon this passage,
我在思想, 弟兄姊妹有没有读到, 圣灵在这里不厌其烦的重复一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought of this as though the Holy Spirit tirelessly repeated one thing?
安营，起行。
In camp and journey.
完全照遵耶和华的吩咐。
All these are according to the commandments of the Lord.
这里让我们看见以色列家在这个时刻是何等的顺从遵行耶和华的命令。
So here we see that how the house of Israel at this moment obeyed and observed the Lord's commandment.
这幅以色列家的故事也让你我今天有一个在主面前有些学习。
So through this picture of the house of Israel,it seems it gives us a picture from which we could have some learning.
当我们在一个服事上，一个事，或者我们讲事工上，一个聚会上等等。
It seems to tell us whether it's a kind of a service you're performing or a certain gathering you're attending.
圣灵今日、今年、今时是叫我们起行还是驻营？
We have to heed whether the Holy Spirit is telling us to encamp or set out on our journey in this particular time this year.
我跟我们中间一个弟兄，我们有时候常也交通到这个点。
I sometimes shared on this point with a brother among us.
我们交通这个并不是说只到某某。机会怎样怎样？我们只说到一个顺服、顺从，如何顺从圣灵带领的一个功课。
I'm not trying to judge other congregations, but I'm simply because as we share this with this brother, we're trying to see, to grasp the lesson of obeying the Holy Spirit.
我跟我们弟兄交通到有些机会几十年了。
My brother and I were sharing on the point that some of the gatherings had been established for decades.
好像停不下来。
It's as though these meetings could never stop.
就在外面看，聚会人很多。
Outwardly looking, yes, there are so many people attending these gatherings.
好像果效也在那里，是不是？
And also, you could see the fruits of their work.
我 想起我那个时候，我为什么我跟这个弟兄有这点交通呢？我们两人之间有点这点交通。
Now I recall the reason why this brother and I had this sharing on this.
因为里面有个感觉。
Because within us, we did have this feeling.
是不是圣灵继续这样带你？
This question that is it being led by the Holy Spirit?
是不是要继续的起行？
Is it that we should again set out on the journey?
还是我们现在是安营的时候？
Or is it now it's time to encamp?
以色列家可以安营两天。
The house of Israel could encamp 2 days.
一个月。
1 month.
一年。
Or even a year.
不起行。
They would not set out there on their journey.
我的感觉啊，我们常常起行容易。
This is my take that is often easier for us just to set out on our journey.
哎，我们有一项事工了，我们姑且用这个字。
Now here we see there is a particular service.
兴起来了。
Is being brought up by the Lord.
我们弟兄姊妹都摆上去侍奉。
So all the brothers and sisters put in their efforts in order to serve him in this service.
年日慢慢过去了。
As the days draw on,
我们还在继续骑行。
We continue to walk in this journey.
什么时候我们听听圣灵的声音呢？
Would we ever listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit?
是不是该停呢？
Is it the time to stop?
是不是安营的时候？
Is it time to encamp?
真是主知道。
Only the Lord knows.
真的只有圣灵知道。
Only the Holy Spirit knows.
所以对于你我这些软弱的器皿。
So, to you and me, weak vessels of His.
对于你我这些在基督学校里面的小学生来说。
All of us who are still the elementary students in the school of Christ.
我们真的要好好在主面前学。
We really need to learn this lesson.
真的要学保罗那个祷告。
We really have to learn from the Paul's prayer.
否则我们做的事情，
Otherwise, all the work we have performed.
到底在勇士里面那个价值在哪里？
Exactly, how much value of all of our work is in the eternity?
我再重复。
Let me repeat it again.
这是我们彼此提出的问题，我们一同在主面前求主帮助我们一同学习的。
This is our mutual question, and we ask the Lord to help us.
没有答案。
I do not have an answer to this.
圣灵是唯一的答案。
Because Holy Spirit is the only answer.
我们的责任是学习。
Our responsibility is simply to learn.
我们的学习求他给我们属灵的悟性，属灵的眼光，属灵的听觉。
Our learning should be that we ask Him to grant us spiritual wisdom, spiritual understanding, and spiritual hearing.
摩西在诗篇九十篇，弟兄姊妹很熟悉的。
Moses said this in Psalm 90, which all of us are very familiar with.
第一句要祷告的话是什么？
What's the very first statement, the prayer he says?
他第一句开口的祷告就是求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。
What's the very first of his prayer? He says, "Teach us to number our days."
然后怎样？好叫我们得着智慧的心。
That we may gain a heart of wisdom.
我们说过这个智慧的意义，跟我们讲到属灵的悟性、属灵的智慧同一个意义。
We mentioned that this wisdom is just the very meaning we talk about.Spiritual wisdom and spiritual understanding. This heart of our wisdom is to know God.
得着智慧的心，我们知道怎样过自己的年日。
If we gain this heart of wisdom, we know we should conduct the days left for us.
2017年1月只有在一个组织就没有了，就过去了。
In 1 week, the first month of 2017 will be over.
所以我们一同把摩西这个祷告在灵里头我们来学习一下。
So together in our spirit, we should all learn from Moses' prayer.
求主给我们一颗子。
We would
beseech
the Lord to teach us this heart of wisdom to number our days.
好叫我们得着一颗智慧的心。
So that we could have this heart of wisdom.
为着真知道神。
In order to truly know God.
为着满心认识更认识基督。
In order that we could be filled with the knowledge of Him.
为着更多知道神今天今时在教会神的荣耀的旨意。
In order that today now we could know the glorious will of God in the church.
为着更多认识基督今天在以色列聚会。在弟兄姊妹身上,
to the extent that today, now in the assembly, in Israel Church, among all the saints, what is his glorious purpose?
我们以前说过属灵的事是很实际的。
We mentioned this before that spiritual matters are very real.
神不是跟我们谈一些抽象的哲学。
God is not talking to us about all the abstract philosophies.
神要在他的家中是得到每一个他的儿女能够像他的儿子。
Instead, in the house of God, God wants to gain every child of his to be like his son.
你我蒙恩得救了，非常好。我们年轻弟兄姊妹，我们的刚信主的弟兄姊妹。
Wonderful, all the young people that you have, and all the young brothers and sisters in the Lord that you have been saved by grace.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord for this.
但是我们一直说，这仅仅是起点起步。
But time again, we say that this is just the beginning. This is just the very first step.
往后我们有一条漫长的属天的道路。
We still have this long heavenly journey awaiting us.
除非神启示我们。
Unless God reveals this to us.
除非主让我们的眼睛得开。
Unless God opens our eyes.
否则我们走走走，我们就跟大多数基督徒一样，随流而去。
We probably will be end up.Like most of the Christians that simply were lost in this current of the world.
特别在这个2017年许多人 是一个动荡的一年。
Especially in year 2017, this is truly a chaotic and turbulent age.
在神的儿女看这是末世的末世。
To the children of God, this is the end time of the end time.
所以你我何等需要神赐给我们属灵的悟性智慧。
So you and I, how much more do we need this spiritual understanding, wisdom granted by God?
圣灵向众教会所说的话。
So we could hear what the Holy Spirit said to all the churches.
圣灵向每一颗心在呼召。
The Holy Spirit is calling to, each one of the saints' hearts.
凡有耳的就应当听。
Let him who has ears hear.
但愿我们像启示录七个教会里面的得胜者。
If only we could all be like the overcomers in the seven churches of Book of Revelation.
虽然大多数人都随波逐流。
Even though most of the people have drifted away along the tide.
但是我们仍然愿意求主开启我们的眼睛。
But we still ask the Lord to open our eyes.
看见他的荣美。
So that we could see his beauty.
看见他要把他的荣耀坐在你我的身上。
That we could behold the very glory he wants to form in you and me.
在地上，在全宇宙，在永世里头见证他的荣美。
So on earth, in the universe, in the whole eternity, to testify of Him.
让我们的主得着称赞，得着颂赞，得着荣耀。
To the praise and laud of our Lord Jesus Christ.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己日子。
Lord, teach us to number our days.
以弗所书那里五章十七节有一句话。
Ephesians 5:17, we read this.
他说，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Do not be foolish, but to understand the will of God.
今天我们好多人真的 糊里糊涂过日子。
Today, so many of us are so addle-headed, we muddle through our days.
忙忙碌碌当中过日子。
We live our lives in helter, in swelter.
昏昏好好的虚度了光阴。
In stupor, we just wasted away our lives.
所以保罗在这里说，不要做糊涂人啊。
Do not be foolish, Paul says.
要明白主的旨意如何。
Understand the will of God.
你我在地上就这点东西。
You and I only have all this limited time.
当然，我不是说我们年轻人不要学习，年轻人我们要努力学习。
I'm not saying young people, you don't need to learn with all your efforts.
你该学什么，你要好好学习。
Whatever you're supposed to learn, you learn it wholeheartedly.
我们打工的也要好好打工，对不对？
And those of us who work, we have to do our best.
你做买卖的，你还是好好做你的买卖。
And those of you who are in business, do your best also.
但是
But
我们求神让我们看见。
We ask God to enable us to see.
这些都是地上的短暂的。
All these are earthly, temporal things.
神给我们的是永远的。
And the very thing that God has given us is eternal.
神要给我们的是那个荣耀的。
That God wants to give us is glorious.
是不朽坏的。
Immortal.
是他神的儿子的自己。
The very thing that God wants to give to us is His Son Himself.
所以巴不得主怜悯我们。
So if only our Lord would have mercy on us.
把他自己的话语把他自己更多启示在我们里头
，so that he will reveal more of himself in us，
好让我们在有限的人生当中
，so that in our finite time，
不要虚度我们每一天的日子
，do not live your life in futile，
珍惜我们还有跟他交通的机会
，cherish the limited time you have with him while you're on earth。
珍惜每一次我们能够聚在主的面前。
Treasure each gathering as we come together before Him.
一同仰望他。
Together we hope in Him.
好像玛利亚一样，常常能够安静守候，等在主的脚前。
Just as Mary often quietly sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus and waiting on Him.
这样我们的主能够向我们他所爱的。而你们深处说话。
Only in this way, our Lord is able to speak to all those whom He loves, this in words into their very depths of heart.
当我们跟主在一起的时候
，When we are together with the Lord,
我们的眼睛就明亮了。
Then our eyes would be brightened and opened.
我没有时间交通了。那个想到那个以马忤斯路上的两个门徒。
I recall the account of the two disciples on their way to Emmaus.
我们稍稍提一下。
But even though I'm pressed by time, I just want to mention it very briefly.
这两位门徒走在离开耶路撒冷朝以马忤斯去，他们充满了灰心失望。
These two disciples walk toward Emmaus away from Jerusalem and their hearts were filled with disappointment and despair.
尽管他们已经听见妇女们告诉他们基督神的儿子借着天使向妇女们显现神基督已经复活了。
Even though they had heard what the women told them about howThe angel had appeared to them saying Christ has been risen.
但是他们认为是胡言就是乱说。
But these two disciples felt that this is nonsense.
所以这两位门徒也没相信。
And just as a lot of people, they felt so they did not believe this.
直到他们遇见主，主亲自与他们同行。
Until they actually encounter the Lord who...Walk with them.
主把圣经中凡指向他启示的话都交通给这两位门徒。
And our Lord fellowshipped with them on all the words in the Bible regarding himself.
这两位门徒一边听过后他们说、哎、呀他们当时心里是何等的火热。
Now, afterward, these disciples recalled how their hearts burned when the Lord expounded all the scriptures to them. But before the Lord spoke these, explained the Bible to them, what did our Lord say?
主看见他们的不信,
the Lord saw their unbelief.
主说无知的人啊,
so the Lord said, foolish man,
你们的信心太迟钝了,
your heart is so slow to believe.
这个有解经的人说, 这个愚昧的人啊, 无知的人啊, 这说到, 你们的领悟力太低了。
Some of the students of the Bible told us that a foolish man means your capability of understanding is really too low, under par.
他们听过主的话,
they heard of the Lord's word.
他们也听见妇女们的见证,
they also heard about the testimony of these women.
但是他们缺少属灵的悟性,
however, they lack spiritual understanding.
他们不相信,
they simply did not understand, nor did they believe.
直到主向他们开启,
until the Lord revealed himself to them.
直到主他们听到主的话, 他们强留主, 给他们留下来,
until after they heard the Lord's words, they constrained our Lord to stay with him, them.
当主与他们同席的时候,
and as the Lord dined with them,
他们的眼睛明亮了,
their eyes were opened.
他们认出是主了,
they recognized that this is the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 这幅图画让我们想到什么?
Brothers and sisters, what does this picture enable us to think?
我们何等需要直接的真实面对面的遇到主?
How much we need to encounter the Lord directly face to face?
以主同席, 以主同在, 主来教导我们,
to dine with him, to be in his presence, for him to teach us.
主的同在让我们进入他的
because it is through his presence that leads us into the boundless infinite light.
主的同在开了两个门徒,
his presence opened these two disciples' eyes.
同样,
so likewise, today the Lord's presence is also able to fill us with his light.
成为我们一本生命的书,
so that this Bible will become a book of life to us.
成为一本真真实实能够真知道神认识神的书,
it will become the very book that will enable us to truly, solidly know our Lord.
让我们不单单在话语上,
so it's not only we're so familiar with his word, but also through the light of these words, we come to know the Lord. Just as these two disciples,
坐席的时候,
as they dined with Jesus, they recognized him. Therefore, their eyes were opened. We ask the Lord that he does have mercy upon us. Let us hide ourselves in the presence of him, so that we will have this inner joy. Because now we have this light within us, so that we will gain rest. And within us, we are fully satisfied. Because our Lord is a very provision for us. Our Lord is our wisdom. Our Lord is a very open heaven to us. And our Lord is the bread of life. He now has become the provision for all of our needs.
我们感谢主,
we give thanks to the Lord. May he grant us this spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that in the very beginning of a new year, let's all strive to know him, to experience him more in the power of his risen life. Brothers and sisters, shall we bow our head and let's have a short prayer?
Lord,
Lord, we give thanks for your grace.
是的，因着你的怜悯，因着你的恩待，让我们能够认识你。
It is through your grace and through your mercy that we come to know you.
因着你怜悯我们，你把自己向我们开启。
Because you have this grace toward us so that you have revealed yourself to us.
因着你的大爱，你把这你宝贝的话语向我们开启。
Because of your great love, you have unfolded your words to us.
你乐意把你自己向我们启示。
Because it's your good pleasure that you want to reveal yourself to us.
我们感谢你。
We are so thankful for this.
求主继续把你智慧启示灵赏给我们。
Lord, we ask that you continue to grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们真知道真认识
so that we will have this true knowledge of you
让我们更多的更深的认识你
so that we come to know you more and more deeply
好让你的儿女教会更多爱你
so that your children the church will love you more
更多早早磨成你自己荣耀的形象
to be conformed to your glorious image the sooner
我们祷告是靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.